Hello, everyone. This is WingTF McAllister, and welcome to the final recording for GGW2. You know, I'm not going to go through my normal spiel in which I tell people what sucked about their last round entries, because, quite honestly, there's not a whole lot to fucking talk about. What there is a lot to talk about is what happened this summer, and how it ended, and what my thoughts are. And that's all you're going to get, because quite honestly, that's all I give a shit about right now. And it's 1 a.m, and so I'm going to do this my way. And you're all going to come along for the ride. This summer we saw some really good and some really fucking pitiful. I quite possibly saw the worst entry ever from Select Revenge Delichu, which was just horrible. And I think what we learned is that people tend to come onto this site and say, I can submit a piece with mediocre editing and expect to do well. I also saw people who complained, and complained a lot, which quite frankly blows my freaking mind, because how can you complain when you have nothing to lose? I don't remember taking anything from anyone. I don't remember saying, here, give me a fee, so that I can put your work to the subjective lens that is my opinion. I know that. I know that it's my viewpoint, which is exactly why there has never been an entry fee, nor will there ever will be. And yet people still complained. One in particular took some pretty cheap shit shots at me, which really just resulted in getting her ass kicked. Then I saw those people who really came in and tried. They might not be there yet, but they at least tried. They didn't score that well every week, but they kept coming back. They kept coming back for more. They kept taking it. They took my comments and said, well, you know, I may not agree with that in particular, or they took the other judges' comments the same way, and they at least tried with some reasonable effort to really diagnose what other people were seeing with their writing. Then, of course, you have Zero, who just doesn't give a shit about what anybody says and laughs it off, because that's how he rolls. So where does that leave us after a summer, 7 rounds of tedious growth and hellishness, whatever you want to call it? We have to reach an end. And the one thing that I like about this contest more than any other is that with 7 rounds and a whole summer, you really get to see how deep people can dig when they write. You know, there are some people who can, you know, just put something on a page that looks fantastic, and you ask them to duplicate it the next week, and they can't. You know, you also get those people who may not be that far into their writing career, yet every single time you ask them to make something, they come at you with something completely different. And it's only a matter of giving them that edge to take it to the next level. So I think we've actually seen that. And judging from the self-critiques that I saw in round 7, I'd say some of you have walked away with that. Some of you probably didn't. I don't think the people with, you know, 1 entry or 2 entries can really say that they walked away with anything. But for those of you who were in it for the long haul, I think that you guys really made it. So where does that leave us after all this shit? And why have I asked the same question 3 or 4 times now? It's because I'm building suspense, and God forbid I like suspense. So, you know what? I think I'm going to start with the person who won the top individual entry. This was actually, at the end of round 6, was a tiebreaker. And I have to say, round 7 actually did exactly what I wanted it to do, and it broke the tie. Days, what you showed me in round 7 that separated you from DP in this category was that you actually noticed the shit that we were talking about. And for me, that resonated with my scoring. I don't really want to get into exactly how it was scored or the, you know, ridiculous and, you know, tedious level that I went through to determine this, but I was pleased that you noticed the things that we said in your work, and I'm glad that you actually decided, you know, to make an effort to apply it. And that is what pushed you over the edge in that category. So congratulations, you are the winner of the top individual entry. Next up is the top average. And this was, well, won out in this round pretty thoroughly, coming in with an average score of 11.82. Is Zero the Last Decepticon? Zero, you haven't been in my contest for a while, and we've, you know, prior to this had a few run-ins on the Foundation thread or, you know, just random places. But I've never really seen your work until now. And aside from that kitty crap shit you gave me in round six, your work was very consistent and very well, you know, thought out. Maybe you didn't plan it. Maybe you just let it flow from your mind onto the page or whatever. But when I read your work, I see clear, calculated destruction. You are the Decepticon of writing. And I am so fucking glad that I put in this average entry, because you are the reason why this win slot is here. You are the consistent writer who comes in kind of halfway through and might not have that chance of catching up with the top leaderboard spot, but you're just completely consistent with what you write. And it's absolutely just proven with the shit you gave us in this contest. And aside from that, your self-critique was just fucking hilarious. You know, it wasn't really completely what we were looking for, I think. You know, it wasn't like word for word what I was expecting, but it was just like, oh my god, he is being sarcastic with himself. Fucking sweet. Taking a sip of the Sprite there. Sorry. And now we get to the winner of the million gold. This, despite what people think, was actually settled by a pretty slim margin. You know, I can calculate it right now if you wish, because it's pretty small. It actually turned out to be a difference of 2.76 points separated the winner from the second place competitor. Never, despite your absolutely horrible round two entry, you wowed us. If you didn't win the top spot, you certainly would have won the top indie for your impressive round three perfect score. You founded the Hall of Perfection. The one criticism that I still have, and I hope you take this away after this summer, is not to lose your edge. You came back in the end with shit that was weak compared to your earlier works, and I think that you need to make sure that while you are great at changing your subject material, that you keep your edge true to form. You need to be the sharpened sword of writing. And if you maintain that blade, I don't even really want to fucking know how far you'll go, because it will scare the absolute crap out of me. It will just, like, oh my god. That is pretty much it. I guess I could say a few words for other people, I guess. To those of you who did not fall into these three prize categories, unless I mentioned you as being an annoying little shit in this recording, I think you guys can walk away feeling that you accomplished something. I saw something from just about everyone, and really, if you're in, like, the top 10 people here, I think that you can walk away with a feeling of accomplishment, because you did something that no one has ever done before. You went 7 rounds Well, a few of you went 7 rounds. Some of you went less. But you went... Actually, everyone in the top 10 went, you know, at least 4. So, you put up with me for 2 months. Or longer. And dealt with the criticisms and continued to come back despite the fact that I would, you know, sit here and ramble off either ridiculous things from my own mind or from the minds of GW and Ash, which are far scarier than what I can possibly conjure up. So you should all be proud of yourselves for what you did this summer. For those of you who kind of shied away after one entry, I'd suggest either A, reading the instructions and realizing that this was a league and not just a one-shot deal, or not taking what we say so seriously. You know, well, I guess that's the wrong word. Seriously, you should take the things we say seriously. You shouldn't take them all that personally. I think some people came in here thinking that I would crap rainbows and sugarcoat their critiques for them, and the sad thing is that I actually did sugarcoat them a little. If I fucking read the real comments that were written, including my own, I can't sugarcoat Ash's or GW's because then they'll get mad at me. I can sugarcoat my own shit because I won't be mad at myself. And I did censor quite a few things that I wrote down on my word pad. And trust me when I say this, if I didn't do that, you would all probably cry. So, you know, you should all just appreciate the fact that, you know, there are people on this site that run things out of their own time. And while you guys spend the time to actually, you know, produce the entries, until you host a contest like this, you really have no idea how much work is involved. So, to the whiners, shut the fuck up. To those of you who didn't whine and made it through and persevered, I have all the respect in the world for you, even if you didn't win one of the 3 prizes. So, congrats for completing, congrats for participating, congrats for kicking its ass. And now, get the hell off my audio file, you goddamn hippies!